Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study. As always, let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for the time we can study your word. I pray that you would open our hearts and lighten our minds, and that we would do what you've called us to do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in the book of Acts, chapter 17, for tonight's study. This study started with our commission. We were to go tell others about the Lord. And it all starts with prayer. Praying for others for their salvation. Then we began to look at the message. What is it? Jesus saves those who trust him. That's the message. Last week we looked at living the message. How we live reflects on the message that we share. This week we're going to be looking at sharing the actual message. Our daily conversations are always opportunities to share the Lord. We have what is called windows of opportunity every day to share Jesus, but we can easily miss them. Jesus wants to tell his story through us. We need to be ready to share. Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with both Jews and God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there. And a group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to debate with him. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to say?" Others remarked, "He seemed to be advocating some foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Now let me give you a little background here. The Epicureans were a school of thought that held that life's chief purpose was to indulge in pleasure, happiness, avoid pain and passion and superstition and anxiety. Wow. The Stoics, on the other hand, was a school that emphasized rational thought, self-reliance, living in harmony with the natural world. Well, Paul had a window of opportunity there in Athens. And the opportunity came because he was really grieved over the godlessness that he had seen. He noticed an air of spiritualism, but it had nothing to do with God. Though the people engaged in worship, it was pagan. It was idolatrous. And Paul handled this opportunity by speaking with the Jews and some devout Gentiles. The Jews didn't know Christ, but they knew about God. And both the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles had a sincere interest in God. And Paul could tap that as he shared the gospel about Jesus Christ. Paul also would go to the marketplace and preach. And that's where he met those two kinds of people. The Epicurean philosophers, they thought if God really did exist, he wasn't involved in our lives, and they didn't believe in anything life after death. The Stoics believed that the way to realize your potential was to live by reason. They could eliminate suffering through intellectual perfection. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? This is where Paul jumped right into the discussion with the philosophers. You know, there are many people today, just like the Apostle Paul, who will wade into these kinds of discussions. Lee Strobel, Frank Turek, Norman Geisler, all these men well acquainted with the gospel of Jesus Christ and can share the good news with everyone. The philosophers in Paul's day were making fun of him. They called him a babbler. But Paul saw the opportunity before him. You know, sometimes circumstances may not appear favorable for sharing the Lord. And we need to look for opportunities in those circumstances. Because, folks, we live in a post-Christian society. You know what that is? Christianity is no longer the dominant religion in the society. They reject the Bible and they reject their standards. Many are not excited about discussing the Bible anymore. They want to discuss philosophy, but not this obsolete religion. So how do we see the opportunity? Well, it all begins with prayer. We talked about that. We can ask the Lord to prepare our hearts with compassion for the Lord and for others. We can prepare our minds with the knowledge of the Lord and pray He gives us understanding to see the opportunities when they're presented. And He needs to prepare our spirits with bold power from the Holy Spirit Himself. Moments like these can be opportunities to point to Jesus when we follow the principle Paul used. In Acts 17, beginning 22, he said, Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you're very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with the inscription to an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship, and this is what I'm going to proclaim to you." When Paul saw that statue, that gave him an open door to a conversation. He acknowledged that they were religious, knowing religion had nothing to do with the one true God. The common point was a springboard for him to talk about what they didn't know, and what they didn't know was Jesus. He found the connection. They had worshipped, so had Paul. And he found that common ground in their spirituality. They were worshiping the wrong things, but at least they were spiritual seekers. So Paul used this to connect with them. They had built an altar to the unknown God. I mean, they weren't taking any chances. Just they didn't want to offend anybody, so they just put one up there to the unknown God. And Paul used that there could be a God that didn't know as an opening to introduce them to the God who made everything. So using something they knew about, their own altar to the unknown God, Paul told them that they didn't know about the Lord of heaven and earth and His plan to save them. You know, folks, in the same way today, opportunities to share the gospel can come at unexpected moments. We may think people aren't open to the gospel, but they often are willing to discuss spiritual matters when we start with familiar things that place both of us on equal ground. Remember this, folks. We should never speak with an air of superiority. Humble ourselves and look for openings to share God's message. And when you look for that connecting point, you'll find it. Whether it's the love of family or the pain of loss or your hobbies or interests, food, work, health, there are all things that we share in common. So listen for common ground. Listen to the concerns that people talk about. These can be conversation starters that lead to the discussion of the gospel. Verse 30 in Acts 17 says, "In the past God overlooked such ignorance, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent. For He has set a day when He will judge the world with justice by the man He has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising Jesus from the dead." It's great to know where people are and get involved with what they're doing. It's great to ask questions and start discussions, talking about things we have in common. But ultimately, we need to get to the truth about what Jesus did to bring us into a relationship with God. As Paul spoke to the Athenians, he quoted their poets, he spoke their language, but he still got down to the gospel. Those Athenians struggled to accept God as the creator and judge and to believe in Jesus' resurrection. But Paul didn't compromise the truths of the word. When he mentioned the resurrection of Jesus, he was stopped by some in the crowd. They even ridiculed him, called him a babbler. But others wanted to know more. So you see, in our encounters with unbelievers, once the conversation starts, we need to present the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We've got to tell the truth and leave the results up to God. So how do we accomplish this? How do we share the gospel with others? Well, I think the first thing we need to do is begin to pray and ask God for opportunities to share. Be intentional when you're speaking with other people and begin to make natural bridges between you and that other person so you can talk about the gospel. And then, folks, speak up. Share the gospel. Share the good news. Amen? All right. Well, next week we're going to talk about trusting God to work in your life and in others' lives. So that ends our study for this evening. And I trust that we'll see you on Sunday, because you know what? We have church every Sunday. We're looking forward to seeing you there. You know, folks, God is good all the time. See you next time.